Hi, I'm Allie Gertz.
And I'm Julia Prescott. And this podcast is brought to you by
Everything's Coming Up Simpsons. Make sure to tune in on September 11th.
We are talking about the episode Radio Bart with a special guest you may recognize.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright.
And actually, I'm Bart Simpson. Who the hell are you?
We're so excited.
Oh, this is so good.
This was one of our favorite episodes we've ever done.
Mark your calendars. I don't know. You're probably already downloading it. What is this life?
September 11th, we are joined by, you already heard her, Nancy Cartwright. We're so excited. Please tune in.
All right. Bye.
Hey, Weird Adults. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible has the best audiobook performances, the largest library, and the most exclusive content, and you'll feel something when you listen. Learn more at audible.com/weirdadults, where you can get 30 days free and one free audiobook. It's awesome, and just so you know, I'm right now reading Missoula. I think it's a must read, and it's super easy to digest if you're listening to it on Audible. I'm also highly, highly, extremely beyond above recommending you read or listen to on Audible, So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson. If you are of the now, if you are living in the time that we're living, which I hope you are if you're listening to this, if not, please seek medical attention because you are in fact dead. But if you are living, you have to read So You've Been Publicly Shamed by John Ronson, and you can get it for free by going to audible.com/weirdadults. This book is such a necessary read because it's so relevant to the times we're living in, and I just think it's awesome. All right, guys, check it out, audible.com/weirdadults. We're good.
Oh, we're
going.
We're literally right now.
Wait, this is like super exciting because I'm so curious about you, probably more than anyone.
Really?
In the world.
That's so meaningful. That's really powerful.
Well,
statement.
You have like the funniest Instagram in the world, and I just recently discovered it. I'm like, oh my god, this girl
That's
is
actually
psycho.
Really embarrassing because I feel like I've been following you for a while. It's like a first date where I'm like, I've liked you forever, and you're like, I just found out about you 2 minutes ago.
Well, I think I discovered you on List App.
Oh yeah.
Which is Is that private?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Well, I discovered you on a private Fight Club app.
Yeah.
That only famous celebrities know about, JK.
So weird.
Firstly, like, who are you? What's your deal?
You're That's just such this, a good
like,
question.
This, like, pretty girl that has so many feelings on the internet for me to, like, relate
First
to.
First of all, thank you. Second of all, who am I? That's such a good question.
But by the way, I think I've had people ask me, like, do you know Online Allison before? And I was like, no, I don't. And then I just, like, never. But, like, people.
But
I
then
feel
we
like,
started crossing paths in a really weird way. Like, I would run into you places. Like, we just talked about it, that weird podcast.
Yeah.
And then in beta testing apps.
Yeah.
And then, and then we started following each other.
Yeah. And the Hello Giggles show.
Yeah. That UCB show, which I did once. I did the storytelling.
Oh, you did?
But yeah, you can ask me about that later. And I bombed. So literally.
I love bombing.
I've never bombed so hard at anything in my whole entire life. And I actually think I injured someone in the audience.
That's like, so fucking great.
Like, I'm waiting to be served at any moment, like, in my life.
I don't even know what that could mean, but let's get started at the beginning.
Okay. I'll answer your first question first.
Yeah.
I'm a freelance writer.
Okay.
I was an elementary school teacher for 5 years.
Here in LA?
No, in Santa Barbara. So I got my teaching credential at USC, and then I joined something called the Domestic Peace Corps.
Whoa.
Which is like AmeriCorps, because I didn't have the balls to do like the actual Peace Corps and go anywhere. And I feel like I have too many medical issues to actually
What are your medical issues?
So many medical issues. Well, we've talked about shingles before.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah, we both had shingles.
Oh, yeah. Wait, when did you have it? Like a while ago, right?
Yeah, like a few years ago.
Oh, my God. I forgot.
I wrote an article about having shingles.
Ah! What?
Yeah, because I didn't know what it was because I had it in an interesting location.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What? I feel like that means like your butt or something cute.
It doesn't not mean my butt. But yeah, so I'm always like, I always get sick, and I also have epilepsy. So I didn't want to go like somewhere where I couldn't get medical attention.
Yeah.
So I did the Peace Corps, which is also, I feel like, an excuse. I also just didn't want to do the Peace Corps.
Yeah.
So I did the domestic Peace
but
Corps.
But you did something. I mean, I could have done. I did nothing.
Yeah. Well, so it's okay.
Yeah. Wait, so I am like the one that's always sick too. Like that's I feel like I grew up always like at the hospital and
such
shit.
Like an indoor kid, right?
Yeah
and that's why like I started getting really into computers and stuff, because I never wanted to like be outside or like getting my vitamin D or riding bikes. Like
right.
I'm always just like designing websites and doing weird stuff.
Well, I've never designed a website, but I don't know how to ride a bike, and
I don't know how to ride a bike either.
Oh my god, wait, we're so
no, but the weird thing is like I've ridden a rode
whatever you
I'd be
wanna.
Riding a little bit when I was younger, and then I tried to ride a bike recently. I couldn't do it anymore.
That's weird. Well,
yeah,
was it a training wheel bike?
No, but I kind of want to get a bike with training wheels.
I want that so bad.
I think we could make it cool. Like it could be an interesting.
It would be so much fun
trend.
For me to ride a bike with training wheels. Like I would
like
feel
liberating
so
and exhilarating.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree. Should we do that?
Do they make them?
No, but we could probably go to some cool fixie store and just flirt our way into a training wheel situation.
Yeah,
right?
Flirt our way. You have big boobs. I'll let you lead the way.
Yeah, I know. So you're doing a whole braless thing.
I know.
The first thing I noticed.
Well, I just like went for a walk, and like when you're sweaty, the first thing you want to do is take your bra off.
Yes, 100%.
And then like. I intended to put a bra on before you got here, but it just didn't happen that way.
Yeah, you just got too into smoothie making.
Yeah. So you did this.
Okay, yeah. So I went domestic Peace Corps in Santa Barbara, and then the school.
Is that where you're from?
No, I'm born and raised Los Angeles.
Oh.
Yeah, Malibu kid.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Right?
JK.
I know, I'm an actual native. And so I moved, and also that was part of it, is I grew up here my entire life and like went to USC and had never gotten out of the bubble. And so I wanted to like live somewhere else, but somewhere else was I could only handle 45 minutes away. Like I still need my parents to like switch light bulbs for me. And so I went to Santa Barbara, and then the school that I was doing my service at ended up hiring me as a teacher. So I taught there for 5 years.
Elementary school. What grade?
Elementary school. Oh God, I taught everything. I was a computer teacher. I was an art teacher. I taught 5th and 6th grade English and math. And then I was also the school's IT technician.
Holy shit. Are you in touch with any of your former students?
No, but
they don't
actually,
like Facebook you and stuff.
My worst nightmare. And that's actually how I ended up getting into writing, is while I was teaching, I kind of had like this secret Twitter account under my first AOL screen name, which was AllieBaby90. And that started getting kind of like a small following. And then someone contacted me being like, hey, you know, I think you have like an interesting voice if you ever want to get into writing. And then I ended up getting, let's say, laid off from teaching, to put it politely. And I was like, you know what? I could always just move back to Los Angeles and try writing for a few years and see if it pans out. And that was 2 years ago.
Oh.
That I moved back and just started trying to get into writing, and I've been freelancing ever since.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
It's strange. It all just started from
so
Twitter.
So you like didn't set out to do that. It just kind of happened.
Yeah, I kind of fell into it. But it's always, I think, what I wanted to do, but never really had the courage to start doing.
Right.
Yeah.
Also, like, this is sort of a awkward question. Are you related to Jason Segel?
Yeah, it's my older brother.
So that feels like...
Yeah.
Is that, like, awkward to
it's
talk
also
about?
Part
like, do
of
not
it.
Like that? Like, what's your relationship with that?
It's definitely part of it is I wanted to make very clear that I didn't use that connection at all.
Yeah, it's clear.
Yeah, and I try to separate myself from that because I never wanted it to be... I always wanted everything to be based on my own talent if I had any.
If I had any.
Well, yeah, because I didn't want it to be like, oh, you know, like we're signing her or we're interested in her writing because she has this affiliation. So I always want to make clear like that it had nothing to do with that. And I never want to call him up and be like, hey, like, can you like get me repped or can you get me a job here? And honestly, I think that's probably why I went into teaching in the first place, because I always wanted to write, but I was kind of afraid of that affiliation. Like I didn't want people to say like, oh, she's doing this because of her brother, or she's successful or not successful because of it.
Do you feel like everyone kind of knows that about you, or is it like,
I don't know, to be honest, because I don't publicize it and yeah. I don't talk about it. So if people know, it's, I don't know how they know. And like, but I think if you Google me, it probably comes up. But if people know, they don't really like talk about it with me. But obviously my close friends do know, because I mean, he's part of my family.
Right.
Because he's there.
Do you ever like, do you guys ever like work together? Do you want to, or is it just, you're like,
no,
all me?
I mean, at some point, maybe if I establish myself on my own terms. He did teach me how to use Final Draft though. Because the first time I was doing work for Glamour magazine and they asked me to do like scripted content, and I turned it in on Microsoft Word, like on Notepad.
Well,
like
you were an elementary school teacher.
Like, yeah, I have no experience. Like I've never went to school for this, and I didn't do any of that kind of stuff. So I had no basis for knowing how to do this. Like I literally texted them a script. Like I had no idea how to do it. And the notes back were something like, this is great, but like, it's not the format that we're used to. And I was like, totally, like, just a joke. So I had to call him and be like, hey, I really need help. And he's obviously more than willing to help. And it's totally from my side that resistance.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, like, I had a friend that started stand up. And like, she never asked me for any advice. Yeah. This is obviously like very different in right. a lot of ways, but I was actually kind of hurt that yeah. she didn't ask me for help. And I'm curious, like, does that occur between you two?
I think that's interesting, is like, I'm working on spec scripts now, and he's always so positive about wanting to read them and, you know, wanting to give me that help, especially because I'm so unfamiliar with things like structure. But yeah, we'll get to the point. It's totally my insecurities and my fears that are driving me not asking for help. And that's also like a personal issue about me being like, I can do it myself, you know, because yeah. I have that kind of like independent attitude and resistance to asking for help from other people. But yeah, I think he's more than willing to help me in any area that I need help. But for me, it's just wanting to do it on my own so that I know whether or not this is something that I should be doing, you know?
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. What do you think it is like about you that makes you want to just do, you just don't want to have to like deal with like long-term people being like, you got your brother's help? Like, is it just that simple? Or
yeah, well, I don't know. It's like, I'm sure part of it is like nature and nurture. Like part of it, I think, is just ingrained in my mentality of just wanting to do things on my own. And then the other part of it is some people don't think this way. And then you get some people who, I don't know if it's like resentment or jealousy, or there is that attitude about people in LA, like who are like born and raised in LA, who have that like silver spoon thing. And I just want to separate myself from that as far as I can.
Yeah. I mean, that's cool. Yeah. I do think that stereotype is, I mean, I'm sure there's truth to every stereotype,
totally.
But I have a friend like, He was born and raised in Beverly Hills. Like,
yeah.
He's constantly being accused of, like, his parents helping
right.
him. And he's just like, I've got nothing.
Yeah.
Nobody's doing anything for me. And he's, yeah. like, always living in that, like...
And I remember there was that stuff with, who's the model, Kardashian? Is it Kendall or Kylie?
Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall. And I remember there was all this stuff when she started modeling, being like, oh, she's just a model because, you know, she's a Kardashian, and like she's getting all these stuff and all these runway shows because she's a Kardashian. I'm like, she's also super beautiful and like 6 feet tall and gorgeous, you know, and it's not always...
Right.
That,
I mean, I think,
you know,
that is an example where it's like, well, of course, like,
well, she probably got her foot in the door.
She's a
also.
Kardashian.
Yeah.
Like, they get everything. Like, let's leave them.
Literally have
There's
it
nothing
all.
Anyone can do.
I think they just shut down Disneyland or something for yeah. Nora's birthday, which
like,
is my dream
I'm
birthday.
Done my dream birthday. She's two.
I know, right?
Like, I feel like we got to just give up. Like, they're getting it all.
I know.
That's a battle that no one should ever try to fight. Like, you're insane if you think you can.
Yeah.
Also, like, I feel like right when Kim Kardashian was like about to be wiped off of like the map,
yeah,
she got pregnant by Kanye, and it was like,
oh,
oh my
it's
god,
it's all so deliberate. It's actually crazy. Have you ever seen that quote from Paris Hilton where it's like, I invented her? It's the best.
Are you a Simple Life fan? I feel like you
I
have
haven't
that vibe.
Watched it in what? So
yeah, I haven't
long.
Watched
Is it
so
available
long
to watch anywhere?
Well, I have the DVD at my parents' house, so
what?
I need to go get that.
That's so important. That's, that should just be your bio. For, I have the Simple Life DVD at my parents' house, just for anything you do. Just
oh my God,
resumes,
that is a huge
Twitter.
Credit. You are so
100%.
Right. 100%. So I feel like lately you've been really into pageant girls.
Oh, so good. I love pageant girls, and I also love Abby Lee Dance Company.
What is that, a show?
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm
Where
so
have
behind.
You been?
I don't what? Know.
It's so good.
I've been coloring on Periscope.
Oh, I used Periscope once, but I used it because I lost my Apple TV remote and I just wanted other humans to help me try to find it.
That's really funny. That's like an art project.
Yeah, it was actually, it was really interesting. I was like asking people like, where do you think I should look? And everyone was like, check your purse, check under the couch.
Did they find it for you?
Yeah. Someone was like, check in between the couch cushion, the couch cushions, and then I checked, and then it was there.
I mean, that's definitely performance art.
The most interesting thing, though, is that a few months before, I had Instagrammed a picture of my Apple TV remote, which was in my purse. It had been there for weeks, and I hadn't noticed, and I thought I had lost it. And someone, you know how they, you know, write or whatever, had been like, no, check your purse again. Like, remember it was there a few months ago? That's the scariest thing of all time.
You know, that's scary, but I also find that so comforting.
Right?
Like, oh, you know me.
That's so sweet.
Like, this is...
like, the stranger's part of your life and tracking your journey.
So romantic. Wait, are you... I feel like I never use Apple TV. What are you watching? Just, like, Netflix and...
Oh,
HBO
I watch
Go?
Everything. I do like old Bravo on Hulu. Oh, I just started watching The Whispers.
What's that?
On Hulu. It's like a sci-fi alien ghost kind of show with Milo Ventimiglia.
Oh, Ventimiglia. I feel like I had a general meeting with him once.
That's so fun. Can I hear about it?
I don't remember much.
I was a huge fan of that show, Heroes.
Oh, yeah. I never
weird,
saw it.
I'm like super into sci-fi kind of stuff.
I'm
I have
into,
that
like,
inside of me.
That's cool. I'm into like 60s sci-fi. Like I love the Twilight Zone.
Oh, I love the Twilight
like,
Zone too.
That is like...
the one where she has where everyone has the pig noses,
yes.
And then she's the one beautiful one.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Or there's the one where there's the guy on the airplane on the side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The
and
William
then,
Shatner one.
Mm-hmm.
Keep
and,
going.
Yeah. And then there's also, I was just in Boston and there was a Twilight Zone marathon and I watched it all night.
Was it on, was it over New Year's? Because I feel like New Year's Day.
Yeah,
they did
have their marathons. We used to watch, my family, just you and I in my dreams. growing up, we used to do that. Watch them, the whole marathon.
It's so much fun.
Yeah.
My favorite Twilight Zone episode, like one that I feel the most emotional watching. Well, there's a lot actually, but there's one where like these two kids, they're like in some like fancy house and the parents like fighting and they're like talking about divorcing or whatever, they're just miserable, and then the two kids jump into the pool.
I haven't seen this one.
And then they like swim to the bottom of the pool and they like unlock this secret world where there's this like really nice grandma
fun time
who
alert.
Takes care of all these kids and like they all they do is play, and I'm like, that's
it's like Coraline.
I want to go there.
Oh yeah, that's nice.
Yeah,
like alternative universe.
Yeah,
there was one that I watched that was kind of interesting. They're so meta and they're also they hold up, which is so interesting too.
I know.
There is one whereas these people who get stuck in kind of this alternate universe where they get fixated on this like fortune telling machine at the diner, which I thought was super interesting.
That's
too.
That's a good one.
Yeah. And they have to get rid of their fixation in order to leave the small town. And it shows this one couple that's still fixated on like the fortune telling machine and they're still there forever, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
Such like a statement on obsessive thoughts. And it's just so interesting. Like these things just hold up.
Yeah. I
through
mean,
time.
That
they don't
one...
have shows like that anymore.
Well, people always compare, what's it called? That BBC.
Black Mirror.
One. Yeah. I don't.
You didn't like Black Mirror?
It's like, okay. It's a little too much
it.
For me.
It is. It is. There's so much content and sometimes it tries a little hard. Did you see the Christmas special that was 1 hour long?
No.
Oh my God. It has John Hamm in it. Ooh. Who does a little bit of everything, which I like that about him.
A little bit of everything.
Does a little bit of everything. It's so good.
Is it like too much though? Like, I feel like the first one was like, this is too gross. I don't like it. And then the one, like the other one, next one was like too sad. Like it's too, yeah. I don't know.
Seems like you got really affected by it.
I think I'm too sensitive for it.
It's okay.
Yeah.
We all have emotions.
We do.
It's fine.
Yeah, so wait, what's the deal with your pageantry obsession? I feel like I picture you as a pageant girl.
Thank you. Or not thank you.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I just like, I think it's interesting when parents try to rob children of their childhood. It's just, I find that to be an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah.
Or when parents try to live vicariously through their children.
I'm totally going to do that.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. That's a good parenthood. I just think it's interesting. Like, these kids literally start crying and they're like, all I want is chicken nuggets right now. And the mom's like, that's fine, but you have to dance first. Like, you have to dance for those chicken nuggets. And the girls just start crying. They're so miserable.
What show is that happening on?
God, but it's Toddlers and Tiaras.
Oh, that's still on? Are you watching old ones?
No, I watch old ones, but I haven't really watched them. I kind of just cruise the internet for pictures.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing a good job.
Thanks. When the girl's like, when I grow up, I want to be an octopus or a digital camera. And you're like, what? It's like, with these girls, it's like, stop homeschooling them. Like, it's bad.
That is my favorite.
It's like, these girls have no education.
Additionally. Holy shit, that sounds like the best show ever.
It's just these clips. And that's why I like reality shows in general is people underestimate how funny some of these people
are. I 100% agree with you. It's crazy. Yeah. People always trash talk reality TV. It is so funny.
Yes, like the very wealthy and the uneducated have the best one-liners I've ever heard in my entire life. Like the Real Housewives, I was just talking about this with someone, are such like a microcosm of female friendship. And it's so interesting because these women, like, they aren't dressing for men. Like, they aren't acting for other men. It's just these women are solely interacting with one another. And their relationships are so interesting because you don't see that in TV or, like, real life, really. It's just a portrait of women who are interacting with other women exclusively. And it's so interesting to me.
Oh, my gosh. Which, like... Housewives do you watch, or do you watch them all?
Orange County is brilliant. New York I love, because like the other night, like, they're just a bunch of just like hard drinkers who are out of their mind, and this season they're all having nervous breakdowns and it's amazing.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, it is fun. It's kind of fun to watch other people unravel because it feels just very relatable.
Breakdowns, unraveling, that's my jam as well. So you grew up in Malibu. Yeah. What did your family do?
My mom, I don't know what the politically correct term, the homemaker.
Mm-hmm.
And she's a fantastic mother. And my dad was a lawyer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then, like, two older brothers. Yeah.
And what does the other older brother do?
He was a hedge fund manager, stockbroker, stock he trader was person.
That's weird.
I always do that where I'm like, his name was Adam. And I'm like, is he okay? Like, his name is still Adam.
And so you're the youngest?
I am. Happy accident.
Oh, really? Are you much younger than your other brothers?
Or? Yeah, I'm 11 and 6. Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
So do you, your oldest brother then, like, do you guys...
Yeah, we're actually really, really close. It's interesting. I think once you get older, you get to this place where you can actually be friends with your parents and your siblings.
Yeah.
I think growing up, there was this mentality that I was still very much younger. And I think, like, with dating, it was school and things like that. It was very protective. But now we're in a place where we realize we're all kind of contemporaries.
See, I feel like because my family never treated me like I was a kid, that now I'm, for some reason, like, will always be treated like a kid. Like, I don't think I ever got to go through the real stages.
Yeah. So, really? Yeah. Do you have siblings?
I have an older half-sister. She's 7 years older. And I guess I'm mostly explaining my parents. Like,
yeah.
I feel like we were always equals.
I do. I think I'm very sheltered, I think, from my parents. but I'm in a place now where it's important to me to have some sort of independence, or at least knowing how to do things on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I think you get to that point when you're growing up where it's important, where you start feeling like an adult or want to feel like an adult. Because I don't really. I still feel 18.
I feel like everyone says that, though. Like, everyone says that.
Really? I'm almost 30, and there's a lot of simple tasks I don't know how to do on my own.
Like what?
And it gets to the point where it starts bothering you.
Like, what are simple tasks?
Just little things.
Like, and making your bed? I can't do that.
I recently, this year, started making my bed, and it feels life-changing.
It does?
Yes. Do you make your bed?
No, I've never done it.
One thing that made me immediately comfortable when I got here. Can I just tag in
it? Oh my God, I guess.
First of all, I couldn't really shut the door when I came in, which made me feel comfortable because in my house, my door doesn't really shut. And then I asked to use the bathroom. And the first thing Esther did was, okay, yeah, but first let me check it out first to see what the situation is in there. And then Esther, I heard, and then I heard the toilet flush, which is the best.
Oh my God.
And then a few minutes and she came out and then she goes, okay, it's good in there, but just so you know, I have a Nicki Minaj shower curtain, which is the best thing of all time.
Oh my God. In my defense, there's just a piece of tissue paper in the toilet. Uh-huh. I didn't, and I was just like, let's just, oh my gosh.
Let bygones be bygones. Casual toilet paper. But yeah, no, it's like simple tasks. Like I mentioned, like changing high light bulbs
or
stupid stuff. Or like if something breaks in my apartment, or like all the lights went out, like a circuit breaker was fucked up. And I would call my dad and be like, I don't know what to do in this situation. Or even like making appointments, I would still call my mom, because I've had all the same doctors growing up in LA since I was young. I still call my mom and I'm like, what's the number for this doctor? Like, can you make an appointment for me with my dentist? You know? And it's stupid stuff that's so juvenile. And at some point, like, I know it's embarrassing. If you're listening, you're probably like, this girl needs to grow up. I agree with you, you know? And it gets to a point where I realize, like, I need to start doing these things on my own, you know? Because you feel 18 and then you wake up and you're like, I'm fucking almost 30, you know?
I mean, well, like, I totally relate to that, though. Like, if I, like, have a car issue,
yes,
I call my dad.
100%,
like, my dad's like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not there.
Yeah. Oh, where are your parents?
They're in Illinois.
Oh.
But, like, I still rely on them. And I, like, my dad, like, I had, when I had shingles in January, I had to go to the hospital. And so I have,
you went to the hospital?
Yeah, because,
is that bad?
Well, no, it's actually kind of weird. Like, I went to the hospital because I had something else. And then while I was at the hospital, like, the shingles started.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was like very weird.
Oh, so painful, huh?
Yes.
Did you take steroids?
No, I took, what's very embarrassing, you have to take Valtrex.
Yeah, yes.
And everyone's like, you have herpes. I'm like, no.
No, it's different.
It's not herpes.
I know.
You fucking asshole.
So embarrassing, yeah.
Yeah. I would say the worst thing about it for me was like the nights where you're trying to sleep.
Yes.
And your body is just tingling all over.
It's so crazy.
And there's nothing you can do.
Explaining the sensation of shingles to someone who's never had it is, you can't do it.
No.
It's like your nerves, like you're just getting these, like, you can't.
And you're like tossing and turning.
Yes.
And you can't get a position to sleep in. I mean, fortunately, when I look back on it, it wasn't that long, that many nights of
right.
that. But still, when it was happening, and I would just take like so much, like the most amount of like ibuprofen you could take, and it would maybe help a little bit, but
they gave me steroids because I was in pain and it wasn't going away. And I swear, I mean, like, I was only on steroids for 10 days, so it's not true. It's totally psychosomatic, but I think I got roid rage.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, what? So wait, where were your shingles? Can we just,
okay,
like the question on everyone's mind yes, since 10 minutes ago.
But everyone's wondering. Okay. So it's actually, I had just gone through a breakup. And I decided I don't have promiscuous sex, but I was like, okay, the only way to get over my breakup is to like have some sex with some males. So for a week I was like, I'm just gonna go for it. And I did. And then
that weekend I went on a camping trip, the first camping trip I ever went on. And while I was on the camping trip, all of a sudden I start like having these like this itching and like this horrible pain on like my right. I can't remember if it was my right or left side, but like in between my legs. And I had no idea what it was. And my first thought is like, I've been bit by something like a scorpion or something, because I'm in the middle of camping. And
That sucks to get at camping because there's so many options that you
so many options. Yeah. I was like, I've been bit by like a brown recluse and I'm going to die, or a scorpion or a snake. I had no idea what was going on. So I took my friend into the bathrooms and there's like porta potties, you know, there's nothing there. She's like, you have like these weird bumps. Sorry, I'm getting sick. Over all one side of your body. And I'm like, oh my God, like I've been bit by something. But I decided I need to tough out the weekend because this was a girl I had some beef with and I wanted to try to be a good friend. But then in my mind, the next thing is like, I've been having unprotected sex. which I don't condone all week. Sorry, whoever's listening. And so all I probably week. Have an STD that's like that's popped up within a day. And so I'm going crazy in the middle of the woods and like just freaking out and trying to keep it to myself. So then meanwhile, obviously the shingles is like, this is crazy, like in my nether regions. So then I go to the doctor. I make an appointment for that Monday morning. And I'm like, something crazy is happening to my body. And
was it only on one side?
Yeah, only on one side, thankfully, which is how they figured out it was shingles. And so I went and she's like, this is insane. I rarely see this, but
never want to hear that.
Yeah, I know. You never want to hear that when you're going to the doctor. They're like, you're patient zero. She's like, but sometimes you can get shingles because it goes like on different nerve endings.
Right.
And she's like, there's a nerve ending that goes from like your, this side of like your belly button to like there.
Yeah.
And, you happen to get shingles in that area and it's rare, but you can get it there. And I was like, okay, but test me like for everything and make sure this isn't what I'm afraid it is.
Right.
And so they tested it. It's not what I was afraid it was. And it turned out that I had shingles because it was only on one side of my body. And yeah, it was the worst thing of all time.
Oh my God. I wonder, because for me, like I went in, showed it was right on my stomach. The doctor was like, were you around poison ivy? And I was like, no.
And that was another thing I was afraid it was. Yeah. I was like, it could be poison ivy. It could be anything. Because I hiked for the first time in like my life, which we've been trying to do and it hasn't ever happened. Oh, yeah.
And then by the time I had left, was ready to leave the hospital, it was like appearing on my back.
Yes.
And so then right there, I started treatment. But it sounds like you didn't start treatment until like days later.
Yeah. So I was just suffering in pain because that's another thing that I do. It was just martyr symptom. Just being like, I deserve it. Like, I'll just wear it like Hester printing for my sins. And it then finally, when I went to the doctor, I was just, it was so excruciating that I think that's also probably why they put me on steroids, because I just needed to like get it.
Did you document it at all? Like, do you have a lot of
like
pictures?
Take pictures? No, I didn't take like pictures of that part of my body.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the, I mean, I took like 400 photos every day.
You
like,
did?
I took so many.
You should have some sort of fun gallery showing.
It's so
with like weird dark poetry.
It is so disgusting. Like, I couldn't.
I want to see them.
Maybe I'll show them to you after. They're, it's so nasty, but I was like obsessed with it because I wanted
so
to like
funny.
Track progress of it going down.
Oh, that's so.
So every night, like, my boy, I would lift my
you should
shirt,
like
my
Yelp review your shingles.
I mean, it would be so thorough.
Yeah.
And then I started finding all these blogs like 21 and shingles, like
stop it. I should
these,
join that site. I'm
all
on everything
these people
else
who like created blogs about their shingles experience, which I will say,
oh, it's not dating.
No
oh. I thought it was like plenty of fish
for people who've had shingles.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I yeah, those accounts like were pretty helpful because I was like, I'm not alone,
right?
Because the doctor's like, you're 26, like you this is weird.
But I've talked to a lot of people who get it young, like their first year of college. If you're going through a very stressful situation, yeah, you can get shingles.
Were you going through a particularly stressful breakup?
And it was right when I moved back to Los Angeles from Santa Barbara, and yeah, I switched careers.
Yeah,
so I think I think it was probably a mix of everything that was going on, and I just decided the chicken pox decided to revisit me.
Ugh, yeah, it's unfair as fuck, right? But it's, well, I guess we could get it again, so it's not over.
You can get shingles again?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
You really?
You can get it multiple times. Like, in fact, I'm going to look into this eventually, but like, it's recommended for some people who've had it to get the vaccine.
I don't see things like that scare me. Do you get the flu shot? Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to Jenny McCarthy right now, but like, I feel like every time I get the flu shot, I end up getting the flu.
I do get the flu shot. I don't love the idea of vaccines, but I also am like, I'm down.
Cool.
You know, I don't love whatever's being injected in me. Like, obviously, right, that thought scares me.
Yeah.
But I think I would consider the shingles vaccine.
Do you like to Google symptoms and then decide that you have something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's so bad.
I'm not even that self-aware, though, where like I know that I'm deciding it. I'm like, I just think I have it.
I've decided to not do that whatsoever. Oh. I've like internet blackout whenever I'm sick. I don't allow myself to do that.
That's really smart.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, because that is like a serious, like I get crazy.
You get
down.
Deep in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go down rabbit holes. So it's really, really bad.
I mean, I email my doctor like at least. Yeah.
Do you email with your doctor too?
Yes.
I do too. It's so bad.
Like I can tell when she's like,
oh, she gets over it. It just gets one word answers.
Yeah. Where it's just like, all right, this is, why am I having to deal with this?
It's so bad. I do that too.
Yeah, I was recently emailing like about starting mammograms early, and she was like,
because you live that no bra life.
Well, like, I mean, I have breast cancer in my family, and my mom was like, ask about a mammogram. And usually my mom is not like in team, like, let's do a bunch of medical stuff. But then she was like, no, you're 27. I guess, I don't know.
When are you supposed to start?
I guess not until 30s.
Interesting. I'm the same with like mole checkups.
Oh, well, yeah, I do that too.
Yeah, we're a moley family.
Oh, yeah.
Very moley.
Well, my mom had skin cancer, so I feel
same.
Like,
yeah.
I feel like you have to.
This is a really upbeat podcast.
Wait, your mom had skin cancer too?
Yeah, my dad had melanoma.
Your dad?
Yeah, I have like a big thing on my back of like a pre-melanoma that I got removed. And the surgery went so crazy. And I think I was like moving around a lot when it was healing. And so now it's like a huge scar.
Wait.
It's not attractive.
It was surgery? Because I've had things frozen off.
Yeah, no, I can show you.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you see, it's big.
Wait.
I don't know what side it's on.
Oh my God. It looks like
huge.
You were scratched.
Yeah, it looks like I was stabbed in the back.
Why do you, why does it look like that?
Because when it was healing, I was partaking in activity that I shouldn't have partaken in.
What were you doing?
I was, can I like get weird on here? Or
yeah.
Like, okay,
it's
cool.
Called weird adults.
Oh, it is? Okay. I was having sex.
That's not weird.
Okay. Well, yeah, I was having sex and the stitches broke open while I was having sex and it like started bleeding. It was so embarrassing. And yeah, so that's why the scar is so big.
Oh, God.
Yeah, is, like, stretched.
Was it so painful?
Yeah, it was painful and embarrassing, like, most of my life.
That reminds me of this girl in high school that, like, had sex in a stairwell. And
stop,
like,
at school?
I think, like, either at school or at a mall across the street from the school.
Very cool.
And, like, had all these back burns
really?
From the stairwell. And I was like, oh, that sucks.
Oh, my God.
And, yes, I did look up to her.
Yes, she is my role model.
Yes, I still search her from time to time and think she's cool.
And she is training me in Toddlers and Tiaras. She is my stagecoach.
Wow, yeah, we are kind of broken, but you have epilepsy.
Yeah,
but I feel like I've actually asked you about this, or maybe you made a list about it. And
oh,
you said
I did.
It's like,
yeah, it was
not
on my facts about
big
me.
Of a deal or
yeah.
something.
No, it's not, and it's like totally at this point treated as much as it can be, and I'm on a mix of medications where I haven't had a seizure in a really long time, so I feel very, very lucky.
Is your whole family just like kind of like runty, or is it just you?
That's so funny. No, I actually, it's strange. I am the runt of the litter. Like, I was born like a little strange for sure. I also have, which I've been reading a lot about, toxoplasmosis.
What's that?
And you've been, like, there have been articles about it, that thing where you have, when you get it from cats, when you have cats when you're little. Have you been reading those articles that have been...
No, but is this a thing where cats make you, like, under their spell or something?
No, but that'd be great if I had it. Where it's like, I've been reading... It's... You get it from cat litter, but that's not how I got it. And it made me, like, blind in my right eye and then partially blind in my left eye. And then it probably likely is what gave me epilepsy also.
Are you really blind?
Yeah, I can't see out of my right eye, and then it's also like a little lazy, and then I don't have peripheral vision in my left eye.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you have that thing that people are, that the cat, what?
Yeah.
That's like, I feel like you open with that next time.
That's my about me.
Wait, how do you drive?
I had to take a special license test. But yeah, I have to be careful.
So you really can't see out of one of your eyes?
Yeah.
How long has it been like that?
Since I was born. I was born with like scars over my retina.
So I guess since you were born that way.
Yeah, like... I've acclimated to it, which is interesting. Like, I feel like my brain compensates. I don't even notice at this point. Well, I also don't know anything different.
Are there any like...
I can't be a pilot.
Well,
which wasn't my was never my
I
dream.
I could think of other reasons why you can't be a pilot.
Me too. A list of reasons why I can't be a pilot.
Like, I feel like that would give me headaches all the time, but I guess if you're just used to it.
I wonder if that's why. Should we Google it?
No, we shouldn't. You and I are not allowed to Google
my doctor
in the same room. That is a danger zone.
I know.
This is another thing I wanted to ask you is like, what is your day like? Because I feel like based on your social media.
I knew you were going to ask me that. I also think I'm psychic, which is a sign.
Wait, I'm a witch.
Wait, really? I used to practice witchcraft.
What?
Yeah. And I also think I'm psychic.
That's so cool.
Yeah. My day. I can tell you like what I did today, but my days are all different.
Right. That's
like, I'll have a day where I literally will probably not do anything. And I've Postmates multiple times in a day, which is really embarrassing. And I'll just Netflix all day and I won't get into a groove of writing whatsoever.
Been there.
Today I had a call at 10:30.
Wow.
No big. I woke up, I got coffee, I tried to go to the drive-thru coffee place at Highland and Santa Monica.
Starbucks,
yeah.
Oh, the new fancy
one? The new one, yeah.
I
it's right near my house.
So bad.
Yeah, but the line is always longer than if you go to a regular Starbucks. It's
the drive-thru line?
Yeah. It's frustrating.
Can they accommodate all those cars?
Like, not really. Sometimes they do. You have to go at weird hours. Like, I go at 8:30 at night.
That's awesome. The thought of a drive-through Starbucks in LA is like all I've been wanting.
Me too. So it's fun sometimes because it's literally a block away, but also weird that I don't just walk there since it's a block away and I'll drive through.
What are you getting at Starbucks though at 8:30 at night?
I venti iced coffee it, but then I go to bed soon thereafter. Like, coffee doesn't affect me.
What?
Oh, odd bird. So then I went there and then the line was too long, so I went to the regular Starbucks. And then I went back home. Then I had a call at 10:30 with my agent. And then I came here. And then I'll go back home, probably work for a little bit. And then tonight I have a meeting at 5.
Okay.
And that's like an atypical day. Or I'll like go on like a general. Or
here's
I'll write.
Where I'm the most curious.
Yeah.
After your meeting at 5.
What am I going to do?
Then what?
That's an interesting question. I'm not very social.
Me either, girl.
Yeah. So like everyone...
Periscope. That's where Periscope kicks in.
But see, I don't know what to... I'm afraid that Periscope is live. That's what scares me.
But why?
Because there's no editing component. Like, what if I do something weird or something weird
do?
Is in my apartment or like... I mean, I guess there's nothing really weird in my apartment, but my apartment's messy. Like, wait. I don't know.
Well, you could just like set it up. And then
do you hold it or you set it? You have a tripod? That was like a tripod miming situation.
No, it was really just like leaning it against. Like, okay, do you see that little white box? Like Emmy for consideration.
Yeah, no big. You're like, do you see that golden globe that I have over there?
You see my Tony award? Yeah.
I prop it against my award.
I lean it up against my Tony. And there you have it. So yeah,
but what kind of stuff do you actually Periscope? I don't know what I'm supposed to be filming.
This is like my biggest pet peeve, and I feel like this is what...
I'm not that interesting. I would just look at it and be like, hey,
that's fine. Like my Periscope that people love the most is when I just went to a restaurant, set it up against like a pack of salt or whatever, and then ate a salad quietly. Like, it's so fun.
So you're like a fetish eating fetish girl.
That's not true.
You're a cam girl.
No, I'm not.
Did they pay you? You should get money for this.
No,
I did that once too. I ate hummus and people were like all about it.
Yeah, it's like
they're like, what kind of hummus?
Yeah, watch someone. I don't
Crunch.
Know.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, but it's fun to do and watch.
Okay, so you watch them.
Yeah, so there's like a homepage where you can just like scroll through and see what's popular, which is who's live. And like last night I tuned into like this attractive couple that was like giving like food and diet workout advice, and they were like, no, not just going out and having burgers. It was like so intense, and it was so funny to watch them.
Do you comment?
I do. That one I didn't. And then my friend, do you know on Twitter, Steak Tweet?
No.
Rachel Anderson. So she was on last night. I watched her take a limo ride.
It's like, there's so much content on the internet now. Like, what are we doing?
Well, the thing I was also thinking is I was watching Lost World, the second Jurassic Park movie. It was on TV.
Oh, interesting.
And I was... And I couldn't stay with it, and I was Periscoping, and I'm like, here's this like multi-million dollar movie, and like
are watching you watch it,
and I would rather be using this app,
right?
Like, I don't know,
but I think it's so crazy. Like, people are literally like watching you eat a salad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, well, that's what's so weird.
I know it sounds so weird, but I think when you add in the component that it's also like basically a chat room.
Yes.
So it's
I miss those for sure.
So like someone is watching, if I'm watching the couple talk about diet, like I'm also getting to do two things at once. Like I'm watching them and I'm also like chatting either with them or with the people in the room.
Right.
So I notice like if I go back and watch my Periscopes, like people are just having funny conversations over them, like making fun of me or whatever. And then also like usually it's like an interactive thing where you're talking back to people.
But also like, I first of all, I'm all on board for this, but what
you
scares
need to be.
I know, but what scares me though is like, how similar is it to that episode of Black Mirror though, which seems so exaggerated? But did you see the one where he's living in that virtual world and it's kind of American Idol-esque?
Yeah, but how is that? I know what you're talking
because
about.
I feel like we're leaning in that direction where everything's becoming so virtual, where people would rather... And I don't mean this in a bad way, but people are like, I would rather watch someone like eat a salad than like read a book, you know?
Well, yeah.
It's kind of scary.
But I feel like people are looking at it like so grand. Like, yes, I get it. It's like a slippery slope, but people just have to manage their own lives and make sure like you're doing an hour of Periscope and then.
Right. But even for me, like I won't go out at night or really be social. I mean, I'm better now because I'll be home like on Twitter thinking, oh, I'm kind of friends with this person because we have an internet relationship. So I've been social for the night.
Right.
You know, it's just such an interesting phenomenon.
That's true.
In general.
I mean, but it's like people are. Like Periscope, it's going too far, but it's not any worse in my opinion than like watching Honey Boo Boo. Like,
Totally. Yeah.
I think, I don't know. And people are saying that is going to be the future. It's like everyone just has their own channel and you just kind of tune in. And I think, I mean, yeah, I guess that is scary when you think about Black Mirror, but hey, I'm following
totally
the herd.
If it's like, if Bravo had a series where like paint was drying, I would probably watch it. You know what I mean? Like anything that's on E or Bravo, I will watch. I'm totally guilty, but it's scary when all that is on TV and I totally fall for it.
Are
you know?
Do you watch Kardashians religiously?
Yeah.
I really want to, but I like never make a point to. But whenever it's on, I'm watching.
When it's on, yeah.
That show's so good.
It's brilliant. And like Scott Disick is a national treasure.
He is. He's so good. Do you remember the episode where Kim was telling him that she was pregnant? And he was just like, so my kids are going to be Kanye's kids. Because like he was so excited.
Yeah, like they're all funny. And they're like, they seem kind of, I mean, some of them not so much, but they seem smart and yeah. I would want to hang out with them maybe.
Did you ever go through a Kim Kardashian app like phase?
No, did you play it?
Oh my God, I was 3 months like
stop
all
it.
My whole life.
How did the game even work?
It's so nothing. It's crazy. Like it came to the point where like my character had just booked a commercial like the same day I booked a commercial and I was like, I gotta stop. Something's going on.
Your worlds became linked.
Yeah. Oh, and then
it's
also
like if I die in the Kardashian game, do I die in real life?
And Kim was setting me up on a date with a writer and she was like, don't worry, it won't be one of those nerdy sitcom writers.
And you're like, damn it.
And I looked over at my boyfriend and I'm just like, he's gotta go. Yeah, it's I can't even explain what you do because all you do is tap the screen.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have to pay for it or is it free?
It's like freemium, so you download it for free.
That's and a fun word. I've never heard of it.
There's a whole South Park about it.
Really?
The thing with freemium games is they like end up charging parents thousands of dollars because kids will download the app.
Oh, there's like add-ons?
Exactly.
Oh.
So like I could have spent thousands of dollars on this app. I didn't.
I've done that before.
With what?
I downloaded an app where you can like add a cat face to your own face.
Oh my God.
And I was like, do you want to like download like the monkey pack? And I was like, yeah, duh. Like, I need it. And then there was one where it's like, what about like rabbit ears? And I was like, yeah, it's like 99 cents for the pack. And then all of a sudden I had all the animals in the zoo and I'd probably spent $10 on this app.
I wonder, what app was it?
It's like cat stamps or something.
Do you still
like that.
Use it?
Yeah, like on all, it's the way that I put selfies up on Instagram while trying to remain funny.
Thank you for saying that. Firstly, I love that. Okay, while we're on selfies,
yeah,
I have decided that selfies are totally acceptable.
Yeah,
people who are still hating on selfies, it's like, get out of here, bro. You're not with the times.
Right. I'm honestly a narcissist. I think everyone is a narcissist. And sometimes I want to post a photo of myself.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like when I look at hot, like these like random hot model girls, like I get it. Like they are just posting a hot picture for validation. I'm like, but fine, whatever. Who cares?
Right.
I'm moving on.
Also, like just have some variety. It's not my whole
yes.
Instagram isn't just pictures of myself over and over and over again.
I would say yours is mostly pictures of pageant girls over
yes,
and over
again.
Yes,
who want to be octopuses or digital cameras. Like I want to grow up to be a fern. But yes, every once in a while you have a bad day and you want to put a picture of yourself and you want your weird internet crush to like it and say something, make a comment.
Yeah.
You know, do like the smiley face with glasses on, you know, and
I picture your weird internet crush someone like wearing a bear suit somewhere.
Yeah, right? Just a furry who's at like a Motel 6 just on Instagram. Just
waiting for your selfie.
She's the one. You lost your Apple TV remote in your purse 3 months ago.
Yeah, I hope that I can convert you into being a Periscoper.
Yeah, maybe I'll do one later today. That's what I'll do between the hours of like 2 and 5. Periscope.
And so like what is like your career
goal?
Yeah, I guess. Which I hate that question, but you can just say
no, that's a good question.
Like do you wanna write?
I think features is the direction that I wanna go. I liked writing articles a lot, but I think it can be like a little bit limiting. So yeah, features or TV is the direction that I'm trying to go or want to go in.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And what about like acting and stuff?
No. That brings us back to when I bombed real hard.
Oh, which is perfect.
Full circle. No big. Yeah, so it was a Hello Giggles storytelling show.
What happened, girl?
And you've done that. Oh, yeah, I went to the one that you did, and it was great, but
well,
it was a different format.
Yeah, that was the panel, which is way easier. Storytelling is hard. It's like, I can't tell stories.
Yeah, so I've never done anything like that before, and acting and stuff, it's not for me. And I'm terrified of people. And speaking in front of crowds, like the most I've ever done speaking in front of crowds is classrooms of children is where I come from, you know? And so it was a 7-minute storytelling show. And in my mind, I thought, you know, if I prepare, it will probably make me more nervous. So I'm not going to prepare at all. And I'm just going to go and I'm going to wing it. And so I go out, and it was actual real comedians who I was like performing with. And I think it was like Beth Stelling and Jimmy Kimmel's wife.
Oh, yeah.
So it was real people who have done this before. And then it was like me, who's I don't even know why I was on the roster. And so I get up and it was near Halloween also. So I decided to bring out Halloween candy and throw it out the crowd. And so and so I threw a candy bar, first of all, at the crowd, and I hit someone in the eye literally so hard. And she goes, ow, and cupped her eye. And then her friend next to her goes, are you okay? And literally just dead silence in the room. So mortifying. And so then I like don't even know how to start. I'm like, sorry. And then I start my little story. Solid 2 to 3 minutes. Solid. And then I just run off the stage. It was so mortifying and so bad, and I haven't done anything since.
Oh my god.
So well, yeah, it's not for me.
Don't be scarred by one experience, I will say. But if you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But if you do want to do it, I would say don't let one bad experience like ruin it all.
I don't really think it's a career goal of mine. I have a hard enough time being myself. I don't know if I could be someone else. Maybe it'd be easier.
Yeah, I feel like I don't know. I'm just so curious about like anything that you have to say or do, just based on your lists and Instagrams.
I feel like my lists aren't that great. Some people kill it. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about List App.
I think we are.
Are we?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an app.
I'm gonna follow your lead.
It's an app that's in beta testing and we're on it.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah,
who cares?
Good. Okay, yeah.
And it's an app where you just make lists.
Yeah, you make lists. Yeah.
I know that sounds weird, but
yeah, you're like, that sounds labor intensive, but it's fun.
Yeah. You get the hang of it. You get into a list groove.
Yeah.
I don't list every day or even week.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I like sometimes I'll do 5 in a day and then I'll take off a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I won't do it, but it's fun.
Yeah, I feel like your list, you had a list that was the one where I was like, oh my God, I need her in my life. I don't remember. It was like
goals or things I wanted to do.
And it was just like, basically the gist of it was like to just not be inside all day.
Yeah,
like,
they were so new agey though, all of them.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I want to meditate and I want to hike.
Well, because after shingles, I'm like, I need help. Like, I got so stressed out.
When did you get shingles, by the way?
January.
Oh, it was recently.
Okay. Yeah, like January 5th or something. I know you needed to know that, so I wanted to tell you.
2 p.m.
Yeah, like, so everyone has been like, you're the person in life that needs to meditate. And I keep saying I will, but I
haven't. Well, we talked about that TM lifestyle.
Oh, yeah. You do it?
I do. Yeah.
Are you like
Transcendental meditation is what we're talking about. And I'm supposed to do it 20 minutes twice a day. And I will do it usually once a day for 20 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. Or sometimes I'll do it like 20 minutes in the morning and 10 minutes at night. Or if I have like something big coming up, I'll do 10 minutes just to feel refreshed or rejuvenated. But it's really changed my life.
I'm really impressed that you're doing it every day.
I won't. Sometimes I'll get in a groove for like a week or 2 weeks. I'll forget to do it. But I notice a huge difference when I actually am doing it.
Can you talk me through this? Like, what's the difference? How has it changed your life?
Yeah. I find that I'm a way more reactive person and I take things personally. And my inherent thought process is a lot more negative when I'm not meditating. And when I am meditating, everything just seems a little bit more effortless. And I have a lot more energy because by nature, I'm like very lethargic.
Me too, girl.
Yeah, right? I live a nap a day lifestyle. Do you?
I don't necessarily nap, but I lay down.
Interesting.
Like I can't. Naps are like slippery slope for me because then I could like be up till 5 a.m. and like, my sleep schedule is, I can't fuck with it.
What is your sleep schedule?
Like it's usually 9 a.m. Wake up and then maybe go to bed at like midnight.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. Lately, I've been staying up later, but I'll be like 8 a.m. wake up and then go to bed around 10.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I have the sleep schedule like of 60, 70-year-old.
That's how I want to keep it.
Yeah.
But sometimes then like I'll have like a night where I end up staying up really late and then it starts to like cycle back into like sleeping till 9:30 and whatever. And that is when I get scared. Like I can't.
Yeah.
If I'm to the point where I'm staying up till 4 a.m. every night, like on my phone, like that's the worst.
No, it's bad. I hate that. And then because no matter what, I'll wake up early. And I'm so dependent on sleep. If I'm the type of person, if I don't get enough, I hate when people say this.
No, but literally.
But I literally can't.
If I get 5 minutes less than 8 hours of sleep.
I'm not okay.
Like, I cannot.
But like physically, I don't feel okay. Like it feels like my body's made of sludge.
I totally agree.
I'm like a sludge monster.
We're so worthless.
I know. I don't contribute anything to this planet. And I'm really sorry, but I'm trying.
Girl, I feel ya.
Yeah. But it's really, it actually gives me, for some people, it makes them not tired, but more like peaceful and calm. For me, it gives me increased energy. I think it's supposed to help you reach your equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, since I'm so tired in nature, it kind of gives me a boost.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I feel like I've had a light week this week in terms of like stuff going on.
What's your day today?
I mean, I have no idea. Like, yeah, it's the question I can't answer.
Yeah.
Like, I take a walk. I usually have a meeting or an appointment. I usually have a couple things. And then it's like I have to do maybe a couple hours of work at home. And then... like, I don't know.
Okay, so same, like very same.
It's like I have stuff I have to do and I usually do it. And then I'm like sitting in my room, like laying on the bed. Watching.
Oh, is that where you sit? You don't sit in here? You don't sit in this living room?
No, lately because I've been coloring on that table.
Are you like Billy Madison? What happened?
I'm like, I haven't shaved my armpits in a while.
Why are you coloring?
I got these adult coloring books.
Like,
not like dirty.
Oh, okay.
Like just they're stress relieving patterns for grown-ups. I'll show them to you. And I'm like hooked. Hook, line, and sinker. I'm in. And people think it's crazy, but the like
no, it ever works.
4 out of the top 10 bestsellers on Amazon right now are adult coloring books. Like they're taking over the country.
Oh, that's
like,
so interesting.
You got to get on board.
Yeah.
And so like I'm addicted to coloring. It's so relaxing. It's so fun. I'll color on Periscope. It's just...
do people tell you what colors you should use?
No, it doesn't get that.
I wonder if it calms the other people
they
who are watching you color.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. See, you're doing good in the world.
I don't know. That's a stretch, but... yeah. I mean, it's just... it's a fun time. I also like to paint.
Yeah.
But I'm not... you need to understand, like, I'm not artistic. Like, I'm really bad.
I used to love to paint, too. And I don't do it anymore, but I went to a psychic who told me that I should start in the visual arts again.
You should totally do it, even if it's just for yourself.
Did you go... have you ever been to Smitty?
No, what's that?
She's been to Smitty. It's a woman. Sophia recommends her highly.
Is that... who is it?
She's, like, an astrologer.
Really?
You give her all your information, and she charts it out, and it was very accurate.
What do you, how, because I'm like not on board.
Oh, really?
But I'm curious. What,
the only thing is that it was more of a conversation than it was really an astrological or like psychic.
Cool.
But it was interesting because so far everything that she said to me has slowly been coming to fruition.
Like what? Doing my podcast on a Wednesday
Thursday. Literally, what day is it? A beautiful day, February 2017, Friday night. No, she told me I was good. See, when I explain it, it all sounds so general. So if you're a skeptic, it'll be like, yeah, that's what a psychic says. She predicted the end of a relationship that I was going to have. Pretty accurately. She said I was going to be redecorating my home, which I started doing, which is also very general.
Like, are you just doing it because she told you to?
That's always
like
what
the Kim
I wonder
Kardashian
also.
Game.
Yeah, it's kind of a self... yeah, it can be
like
a self-fulfilling...
I killed my mom because she told me
she told me to. It could be... I think also it's very much a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Which is actually fine. Like, that I'm not against.
Yeah.
Like, if I go to a psychic and she, like, helps me do things...
totally, that maybe you had something inside of you, that idea that you wanted to do and you needed someone else to, like, give you the courage to do it. I agree with that also.
Yeah.
And I always wonder that about psychics.
That's pretty cool.
What sign are you?
Pisces.
I'm a Pisces.
What? It's all making sense.
What's your birthday?
March 2nd.
I'm March 9.
Whoa. Aww. What does that mean about us?
I don't, we're introverts and we're sensitive. We're empaths, deep feelers.
Okay. I mean, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's, I feel very Piscean.
You do?
Yes. The traits of a Pisces I feel like I have.
Yeah, I feel like whenever I look into it, I'm like, yeah. But then I read like Aquarius, I'm like, yeah, I'm that too.
Also, I realize that I literally never read any of the other signs. So I always wonder about that. I'm like, literally all these horoscopes could actually be the same and I would never know.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
I've never read another horoscope ever.
That is so insane.
Literally word for word all be the same and I would never know.
You just need to go one small step further to like check this out. Oh yeah. My God, that's really funny. Okay, cool. I mean, we've been chatting for an hour and this has been really fun.
Dope.
Where can people like learn more about you? And
My Twitter account is at online Allison, one L in Allison. My Instagram is AllieBaby90. And if you ever want to read any of my writings, my website is AllisonSiegel.com.
And is that, do you have like all your articles up on there?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I want to check. Definitely want to read the shingles one. That one sounds good for me. Well, thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.
Feral Audio. Want to tell you guys about a really cool thing that Randy and I have been working on, and Dan's been involved in this as well.
Yes, we're building a fort.
We are building a fort.
In some ways, we kind of are.
A comedy fort of sorts.
One of my favorite things that I see on social media is when someone posts a text chain between them and their mom, or them and a funny friend.
Or two comedians.
Two comedians, and you get to see the interaction back and forth, which is so fun. At times, there are text chains that we are on, the three of us, that the funniest things ever that only the three of us get to see. So we had the idea, along with a couple other people, wouldn't it be great to allow people to be a fly on the wall of these conversations that happen between funny friends of ours and funny people just back and forth? To us, it would be really fun. And so that is sort of the germ of the idea of a special app called Banter. And we want you guys to try it and check it out. All you got to do is sign up for it. It's free. Find it in the app store. It's called Banter, B-A-N-T-E-R. Get the app. It's free. And we want you guys to check it out and just pick conversations that are between two people. And the conversations play out in real time and you get to hear it. It's curated, so nobody's going to be embarrassed.
Right.
It's the best stuff. But again, if you have a couple of minutes, you're sitting on the toilet, you're waiting for a train, you're hanging out. So when you want something, because so many times this happens to me where I want
just a quick blast of something
funny.
Something
and Twitter doesn't give it to me. I want to see this conversation happening between two really funny people and just get a laugh. We all need that in our day. So in order to do that, check out Banter and just download the app and let us know what you think about it.